Good evening. How's everybody doing? Everybody awake and alive? Good, 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 good. It's a little warm outside, but you know what? It's all good. I'd rather it be a little warm than too cold, you know? But, yeah, life is good. Life is awesome. You know, we're going through a lot of stuff in the world, but you know that song, God, I Need You. When you cry out to Him, He promises that He's going to get us through it. Each and every time. Not some of the times, not part of the times, but all the time. And that's an awesome thing. You know, and man, but yeah, you girls did awesome. I wish I could sing half as good as y'all. Half. But anyway, I want to talk tonight. Now I've been spending a lot of time in the book of James. I really like the book of James. You know, it's a short book, but it's all about practical Christianity. You know, what does a Christian look like? So, you know, I've been spending a lot of time in there to see, what do we do? How do we act? How should we conduct ourselves? And tonight I want to focus on James chapter 2, starting in verse 14. Okay, we're going to look at a section there. James 2, 14 through 26. We're going to look at that. And it says these words. So James is talking to the church. I want to let you know that, okay? He's talking to the church. He's talking to you, to us, when he's saying this. He's saying, James 2 and 14, he says, in the New Living Translation, it says, what good is it, dear brothers and sisters, if you say you have faith, but you don't show it by your actions? Can that kind of faith save anyone? Okay, get what he's saying there. What good is it if you say you believe in God, but you don't follow through with it? You don't have actions to back it up. He goes on to give an example of verse 15, he says, suppose you see a brother or sister who has no food or clothing. Suppose you see a brother or sister, they got nothing. They are in need. I know a lot of those people. Okay? And it says, verse 16, and you say to them, goodbye and have a good day. Stay warm and eat well. But you don't give that person any food or clothing. What good does that do? See, it's saying if a person comes to you in need and you say, Jesus loves you, and you leave it at that, it's worthless. There's nothing good that can come from that. See, as Christians, there's nothing good. We throw that around a lot. Jesus loves you. Jesus loves you. But if we don't put feet to those words, it's meaningless. It's just a bunch of words. See, when I was reading that, that hit me like a ton of bricks. How many times have I done that in my life? I can tell you. Several years ago, every year I go to a pilgrimage to the homeland in April, except for this year because, you know, the whole world's ending or whatever. But I take a pilgrimage to the homeland, to St. Louis, right? Got a bunch of friends up there. I know people. You know, you know how you run into people here at Walmart? That happens to me up there because I know a bunch of people. Well, several years ago, I was up there, and I met a guy I used to run around with. His name was Tommy. We were talking. He was working. He worked at the Walmart by my parents' house, and we were talking, and we were kind of catching up a little bit, and he was talking about a bunch of the stuff that was going on. I said, oh, okay, well, good. Glad to meet you. Glad to catch up with you. Jesus loves you. See you later. Didn't offer any advice to him or any, hey, why don't we pray about that? Why don't we do something about your problem? See, that hit me. See, I got to live with that inaction. But see, here, it's telling us, if you see somebody in need and you just tell them, hey, goodbye, good luck, Jesus loves you, and you don't do anything, what good is it? What good is it? Nothing good can come from that. See? And James, the reason he brings that up is he's criticizing the church. He's saying, guys, Look at yourselves. Look at us. See, apparently this was an issue back then. Unfortunately, it's still an issue now. Many times, if we're honest. Okay? See, in 1 John 3:18, it says, "Dear children, let's not merely say that we love each other. Let us show the truth by our actions." Don't just say we love each other. Show the truth. See, I can wake up every morning and tell my wife, "Hey, I love you." But if I don't do anything to back that up, what good is it? What good are those words? They're meaningless. And eventually, I'll wake up with a pillow over my head. Just saying. Not that she's violent, but I'm not saying that she's not. But see, that's the thing. See, just like in our marriage relationship, it's so much more in our friendship relationship, in the relationship with people around us. Because there, let's not merely say we love each other. Don't say the words. But show the truth with action. Action. Our action, and it goes on to say in 1 John 3:19, it says, our actions will show that we belong to the truth. Our actions will show that we belong to God. So we will be confident when we stand before Him. See, our actions will show us. And in verse 17, going back to James 17, it says, so, you see, faith by itself isn't enough. Unless it produces good deeds, it's dead and useless. It's dead and useless. If all we have is faith to say, "Oh, Jesus, I love you," and then we sit on a pew and we don't do anything, it's dead. It says it right there. It's dead and it's useless. I don't want my life to be useless. I don't want for us as a church to be useless when God looks at us, looks down at us and says, "I can't do anything with these people." I don't want that. I don't want that for us. That's the whole point of this, is to say, don't be useless. Put feet to your face. You know, in the bulletin, you know, my wife mentioned some of it, a little bit of what we've done, some different things that we've done in the community. Guess what? That's only the beginning. It's just the tip of the iceberg. It's one step in the right direction. God wants us to keep pushing forward. Keep going forward. Because faith is not enough. Mere words are not enough. It's possible to have a useless faith that's not accomplishing anything. If you say you have faith, if you trust God, you got to do something. You got to do something. Get that. In Matthew 5:14, it calls us the light of the world. We're a city on a hill. It tells us we're supposed to be out in front of people. We're a city on a hill, but it doesn't tell us to be still. Get that. We're a city on a hill, but we don't stay still. It goes on to say, neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it gives light unto all that are in the house. So let your light shine before men, that they will what? They will see your good works. See you doing the action. And then what are they going to do when they see the actions? Because it's great to see faith, but it's even better to see action. See, when we shine out before men, so they'll see our good works, and they'll do what? Glorify our Father which is in heaven. See, everything that we do points to God. Everything that we do, everything that we say, all of our actions point to Christ. See, the most important thing in faith is expressing itself in love. It's Galatians 5:6. It says, what is important is faith expressing itself in love, faith doing something. do something. Anything. Don't wait for someone else to do it. Don't look at the world and say there's problems and don't do anything to change it. That's what a Christian looks like. All right. James and 2. Going back to James. James 2 and 17. So you see, faith by itself isn't enough. Unless it produces good deeds, it's dead and useless. Now, someone may argue, some people have faith, others have good deeds. But I say, how can you show me your faith if you don't have good deeds? Man, I will show you my faith by my good deeds. You say you have faith, for you believe that and believe that there is one God. Good for you. Even the demons believe this and they tremble in fear. See, even demons have faith. I mean, they know God's there. They see it. Do they follow him? No. See, just because you recognize there's a God, that's just the first step. That's step one. Now we got to do step two, putting our faith in action. It says, and he goes on to talk about Abraham. It says, don't you remember our ancestor Abraham? He was shown to be right with God by his actions when he offered his son Isaac on the altar. You see, his faith and his actions worked together. His actions made his faith complete. You can't have faith without action. You can't have faith without action. It's two sides of the same coin. You gotta have action. Remember, we don't just say we love people. What do? We show it. We express it. So he goes on to talk about Abraham. He brings up Abraham because, well, he was the man. He was on the Mount Rushmore of faith. And see, his faith in action caused him to be great things. It caused him a friend of God because of what he did, because he put his faith into action. In the whole chapter of Hebrews 11, it talks about all these people in the pantheon of faith saying, so-and-so did this by faith. They accomplished this by faith. They had faith. They put their feet to action, and they accomplished great things. So we still talk about them because they put their faith in what? Action. Now, see, it's about doing something. So I keep repeating that because I want you to realize that. We've got to do something. There's hurt in our world. There's death and homelessness. There's a lot of people feeling bad about a lot of things, right? There's a lot of people going through stuff. We've got to do something to help those people. See, we've got to do something. We can't just say there's a problem. We can't just say there's a lot of folks that hate people. We got to be the change. We got to see the. If we want to see the change, we got to be the change. See, because faith without works, faith without action, it's dead. It's meaningless. In verse 26, it says, just as the body is dead without breath, so also faith is dead without good works. We've got to do something. To see, here's the deal. Why do we got to do something? Because we need to change the world. But guess what? There's a bonus to that. When you're doing something for God, your hands are too busy to get in trouble. Did you know that? When you're focused on putting your faith in action, your hands are too busy to get in trouble. You're not going to screw up. There's a lot of people that mess up, right? Because they got a lot of time on their hands. And they're filling it with God. But see, we got to do something. Where do we start? Where do we start? We start with step one. We start by planting seeds of hope. in the hopeless. We clothe the naked. We feed the hungry. We've been doing those things. We've been starting those things. But God wants us not to stop. That's our challenge. See, that's why I'm here. That's why we're here, is to have that challenge to say, let's do something different. Buddy, put that picture up there. I want to burn these words into your head. Do something. Do something. It doesn't matter what it is. Something small. Love your neighbor. Bake them a cake. I love cake. Everybody loves cake. I mean, come on. Show some love with some cake. Wash your friend's car. Oh, I got a car. You got a car? Let's wash them. See, it's about planting seeds of hope, sharing the gospel, sharing caring, loving. If it's not going to be me, then who? See, so many times in my own life, I'm saying, somebody needs to do something. God, why aren't you doing something? There's that song by Matthew West, Do Something. I was listening to that earlier. He was crying out to God. He's saying, God, why don't you do something? And God's answer was, I did. I created you. I created you to do something. Burn those words in your head. Do something. I don't care what it is. That's the challenge for the week. We're not going to cry about it. We're not going to pray about it. Oh, I'm going to pray about it. Does Jesus want me to do that? No, I'm telling you, He wants you to do it. He wants you to do it. He says in His word, do something. So figure out this week, what can you do? What can you do? What can I do this week to impact someone's life for eternity? What can I do? Figure it out. Do something. Because that's how we're going to get somewhere. Because I don't want us to be useless. When we get to heaven, I want God to tell each and every one of us, enter in. Well done, my good and faithful servant. Not depart from me. I never knew you. You see, there's I know a lot of religious people and a lot of people that know all the religious words, but their heart is far from God. Their life doesn't have action. See, God wants us to live a life of action. It's just like Abraham's action made his faith complete, it makes ours complete. You can't have one without the other. Now, how do you end something like that? How do we end this? We don't. We go forward. We do what? Something. Do something. Bow your heads. Lord, I lift each and every one of us up here tonight. Lord, and I ask that you would prick each of our hearts and our minds. And Lord, I ask that you would set someone on our hearts that we can bless this week, that we can do something for, so we can put feet to our faith, God. Lord, because we want to impact our town for eternity. We want to impact Logan County. We want to drag as many people to heaven as we possibly can. And we're going to do it with you, God. Lord, we give you all the praise, all of the glory, and all of the honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now, go forth and do good works.